public meetings checklist here, and then we'll go over a brief description of what to expect today. We will go on. You know when you're ready, Avery?
You're good.
Recording?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I am Brian Peterson, Bureau Manager for the Utah Behavioral Health Licensing Board. I would like to call this Emergency Action Review Committee four-member panel to order. Time is now 9:03 a.m. on February 25th, 2026. This meeting is being held in room 451 of the Heber M. Wells Building in Salt Lake City, Utah. In compliance with Utah's open meeting laws, this meeting is being recorded in its entirety. This recording is classified as a public record. Any artificial intelligence transcriptions created during this meeting are not part of the official record of the meeting and will not be recognized as an accurate representation of the meeting. Only the official record of this meeting will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website. The following appointed committee members are in attendance: Randy Peterson, Sabrina Martinez, Brian Tees, and Haley Todd. The following individuals representing DOPL and the Department of Commerce are in attendance: Matt Johnson, our presiding officer; Brian Peterson, Bureau Manager; Avery Wright, Board Administrator; Steve Oler, Assistant Attorney General; Rosie McDonald, Paralegal; Neil Farley, Chief Investigator; and Mark Anderson, our investigator. If present, we welcome all visitors and interested persons at this time. Please be sure to sign the attendance report for the meeting. As a courtesy to everyone participating in this meeting, at this time we ask that all cell phones, pagers, and other electronic devices are turned off or changed to silent mode. Committee motions and votes will be reported in minutes. Let us now proceed with the review. So the first part of our committee today will be to swear in our committee members. They will provide an oath of office. After they've given their oath of office, the committee members will vote to assign an acting chairperson for the purposes of the committee. Once we have an acting chairperson, we will then ask you to take a vote to close the meeting to discuss the professional competence of the individual at hand. Once the meeting is closed, we will have our discussion. There will be time for deliberation when you are ready, at which point we will all leave the room and you will have time to discuss amongst yourselves. Once the deliberation is concluded, we will re-enter the room and then you will state on the record your recommendation to the division. So let's start with Randy. If you wouldn't mind standing and raising your right hand for me, and just repeat after me. I, Randy Peterson.
I, Randy Peterson.
Having been appointed as a member of the Emergency Action Review Committee.
Having been appointed as a member of the Emergency Action Review Committee.
I do solemnly swear that I will support.
I do solemnly swear that I will support.
Obey and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Obey and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of this state.
And the Constitution of this state.
That I will discharge my duties with fidelity.
And I will discharge my duties with fidelity.
Thank you, Randy. You wouldn't mind just signing that in the stuff. All right, Sabrina. I, Sabrina Martinez.
I, Sabrina Martinez.
Having been appointed as a member of the Emergency Action Review Committee.
Having been appointed a member of the Emergency Action Review Committee.
I do solemnly swear that I will support.
I do solemnly swear I will support.
Obey and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Obey and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of this state.
And the Constitution of this state.
And I will discharge my duties with fidelity.
And I will discharge my duties with fidelity.
Thank you. I, Brian Tees.
I, Brian Tees.
Having been appointed as a member of the Emergency Action Review Committee.
Having been appointed to the...
As a member?
As a member of the Action... Emergency Action Committee.
I do solemnly swear that I will support.
I do solemnly swear I will support.
Obey and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Obey and support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of this state.
And the Constitution of this state.
And that I will discharge my duties with fidelity.
And that I will discharge my duties with fidelity.
Great. Thank you, Frank. I, Haley Todd, having been appointed as a member of the Emergency Action Review Committee. I do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States, and the Constitution of this state, that I will discharge my duties with fidelity. Thank you, Lee. At this time, it is up to the committee members to elect the chairperson for the review. So I will leave that to you.
I'm
Brad, would you like to make an official motion? And we'll have a second and a vote.
I make an official motion that we select Sabrina Martinez for the chair of this committee.
Then vote on favor.
Aye.
Wonderful. So when you're ready to get into the matter, there is a statement there on the table to read to formally close the meeting. If anyone would like to read from that statement, that'd be great.
I'll go ahead and read it. Do I say my name here first?
Oh yeah, the blank part's your name.
Okay. Sabrina Martinez, being first duly sworn and under oath, depose and state the following. Acting for this committee, a four-member panel of licensed mental health professionals appointed by Jared Ferguson, chairperson of the Utah Behavioral Health License Board. I hereby affirm that this meeting being held on Wednesday, February 25th, 2026 at 9 a.m. in room 451 on the fourth floor of the Heber M. Wells Building, Salt Lake City, Utah, has been closed for the sole purpose of discussing the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual as set forth in Utah Code 524205, dated this 25th day of February 26.
We're good.
The time is now 11:56 a.m. and we are back on the record. Has the committee come to a recommendation from the division?
Yes, we have. So the Emergency Action Review Committee recommends taking the proposed actions.
Would you like to make a formal motion?
Yes, we would like to formally propose that we take the recommended action.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. If there's any other questions or anything, then we will adjourn.
Actually, you have to move to adjourn. Second, look, I don't make the rules. That's Roger's job.
I will make a motion to close the meeting.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye. Good enough.
They do this at the TV.
I know.
Here, we're coming.